This is SBS Radio News. In this bulletin, US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continues talks in Sydney. Several people killed in a shooting in the US state of Texas. And in cricket, Steve Smith extends his dream test comeback by rescuing Australia yet again in the Ashes opener at Edgbaston. Several people have been killed in an attack at a shopping complex in El Paso, Texas. Police said the suspect was taken into custody. Authorities haven't given any information about possible shooting victims. Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke is a former congressman for El Paso.
Incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this. but I'll tell you, El Paso is the strongest place in the world. This community is going to come together.
China, North Korea, and renewed tensions over Iran are on the agenda as US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and key Australian officials meet in Sydney at AUSMIN, the annual Australia-United States ministerial meeting. Senior members of the Trump administration will spend the day meeting with Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and Defence Minister Linda Reynolds in Sydney. Last night, Prime Minister Scott Morrison hosted a dinner for Mr. Pompeo at Kirribilli House. Mr. Morrison's due to attend a state dinner at the White House next month. State and Territory Water Ministers are gathering in Canberra to ensure the Murray-Darling Basin Water Plan is being properly rolled out as the nation endures a prolonged drought. The Murray-Darling Basin Ministerial Council will be considering 38 recommendations in a report from the Productivity Commission to improve the implementation of the Basin Plan. Australia's transcontinental railway, the GAN, will mark 90 years of operation with a commemorative service from Adelaide. With over 235 passengers on board, the special service will make the 3,000-kilometre, three-day journey to Darwin. The GAN's first service left Adelaide on August 4, 1929, when the rail line from Adelaide only extended as far as Alice Springs. Overseas, and police in Russia have detained nearly 700 people for attending a protest in Moscow to demand free elections. Authorities had warned the demonstration was illegal. This protester gave his reasons for taking part in the protest.
We are no one in our country, no one. We can pay taxes, but we have no representation, we have no rights. They deny us all these rights for a long time.
Sudan's pro-democracy movement and the ruling military council have struck a deal, finalising a constitutional power-sharing agreement. Under the new document, there will be joint rule between the military and civilians over the next 3 years, until democratic elections are held. The African Union envoy to Sudan, Mohamed El Hassan Lebat, making the announcement.
I am very pleased to announce, on behalf of the African Union mediation and both negotiators, Sudan's Opposition Freedom and Change Alliance and the Transitional Military, to announce for the Sudanese national, international and African public that the two delegations have fully agreed on the constitutional document.
In cricket, Steve Smith has extended his dream test comeback by rescuing Australia yet again in the Ashes opener at Edgbaston, where they'll start day four with a 34-run lead and 7 wickets in hand. Australia were 3 for 124 when bad light ended play almost half an hour early on Saturday. But bowler James Pattinson says the game is evenly matched.
Coming into today, it could have sort of, I think we could have let it slip a little bit if England sort of got 150, 160 lead. It would have been hard to come back from there. But to our credit, we managed to get 6 wickets for, I think, just on 100 runs or just over, and then get some runs at a pretty good pace.
And finally, a look at today's weather. Perth, shower or 220. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 16. Melbourne, cloudy, 14. Hobart, similar conditions at 11. Morning frost and partly cloudy in Canberra. And in Wollongong, also partly cloudy, 17. Sydney, a shower or two at 18 degrees. Similar conditions for Newcastle. Brisbane, sunny, 24. Cairns, shower or two, 25. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 32. This is SBS Radio News.